learned a lot from. And in this sense, we have really involved in the individualization of people. And in this sense, every time we approach a lot of these topics, the issue is, well, what will people, people don't want to change their behavior. But the lack of understanding is that people make choices based on whatever parameters are easier for them to make. By that I mean, if you create a system that it ensures and pushes overconsumption, people are just going to do that. So what we're trying to do in a sense is take a holistic view, a policy view, to drive cultural change. It'll come naturally. There is a few examples, actually. In the 1970s, well, before the 1970s, tobacco consumption in the United States, where I'm also from, was extremely high. The government came in and actually was one of the few cases where the government came in and actually drove cultural change. Now, my generation views smoking tobacco as actually taboo. Well, notwithstanding the electric cigarettes now that are growing. But I'm saying that the government has a lot of power into driving cultural change. Another one, safe gas for a safe winter, which in 2022, von der Leyen, the commission, pushed member states to reduce their energy consumption by about 10%. Actually, most member states met even higher than that. And what that happened is that a lot of people were just told, hey, you're going to have to, you know, there's the war effort, you're going to have to reduce your heating. And sure, on the average, we did reduce that. Of course, it had implications for the most poor, 100%. And then we have to also talk about a just transition. So our approach here is right now laying out the points, what the problem is, how policy can change. And the next step is actually discussing that just transitional approach, because not everybody's going to have to reduce that material consumption, even within our own countries, huh? Even in the West, there's still a lot of precarity. So that's the idea. How do we increase not only the policies that Gubin was mentioning, and also the policies that Vitaly was mentioning, but then further policies such as resource taxes. Can we discuss resource caps? You know, the idea is that you eventually create an economy that functions differently on the approach, not only to decarbonize, but actually to dematerialize, and how those two can actually create enhanced well-being and overall intergenerational equity, to leave the resources as well for future generations that will need them in ways we can't even imagine.
We got many questions. I'll go, Joya, please.
Okay. So I'm just, I guess, continuing from,